But we are just here chilling with our good buddies. Corby still here. We have Junior Miller.
Howdy.
Here as we are excited about tonight, about the post game for the Stars tonight, and the deep night ticket tonight. So, Junes, how was Coast to Coast last night?
It was good. Yeah, a lot of fun as always. Our special guest, the Bigfoot author, was tremendous.
Martin Martinsonberg.
Yes.
But we found out
his real name, the publisher messed it up. His real name is Martin Sundberg, distant relative of Jim Sundberg.
Right. What a guess.
That is, that's a good get, man. That's why Coast to Coast is what it is.
Hey,
his stories were freaky weird, too.
Yeah.
About living with Sasquatch.
The only human that Sasquatch has ever really taken in.
7 to 8 months.
Yeah.
Long time. So we were...
By the way, we found out in the break, 100% I would be the best billionaire that this planet has. Because I had $50 million ready for someone, Craig in particular, to take if he completed my mission.
And that mission was?
We have a cooler over there full of, are those 16-ounce beers?
Yeah. Okay. Most of those are 5. Some of those in the yellow cans are 7. So, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So let's say that there are 48 beers, 16-ounce beers in there. Could Craig, for my $50 million in the cooler right next to the cooler of beer, drink 48 beers in 48 hours? And so 16 ounces, so that's an extra 12 beers. Is that right? Did I do the math right? Or maybe. Something like that.
Yeah, because you're saying since they're 16 versus 12.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think... I don't think you could do it.
No, I don't think I could do it either. Now, I would try.
You would have to try.
You have to try.
I think you'd pass out.
Because maybe your body, you don't know how it would react. Maybe knowing that that's on the line, like whatever chemical balance or imbalance you have, it would be affected by, my God, this is it.
Yeah.
This is, I don't need to do anything for the rest of my life if I can just drink this beer.
A beer an hour for 48 hours. Now, that would be no problem for you, Matt. You could do that?
I could do it, yeah.
But you have to add on to the fact that you're going to have to sleep.
Yeah, I would
do. I don't think you are, man. Bed.
I think I would try to do basically what I did yesterday. You could drink 24, go to sleep for a few hours, wake up, and just knock them out.
That's so much liquid.
Man, if you went to sleep, I don't know how you would get back up and continue it. I think you would have to just...
Well, I got up today.
And maybe you would need some sort of beer professional like Matt to guide you through it. Like, how much could your body take if you try to really go hard for 4 hours or something like that? Well, then you would pass out.
Right.
There's got to be a line.
Yeah, so what's the strategy? Are you just going to try to pound as many as you can early on, or are you going to try to pace yourself? Because I always thought pacing yourself always backfires.
I agree with that. I think I would try, and again, I don't think I can do this, but I would give it a try if we have 50 million right here. I think I would start, because you know how quickly the first beer always goes down and the second.
Yep.
I'd try to build up a little pad here early in case I got into trouble late. So I'd try to drink 4 or 5 beers in the first couple hours.
That's going to be such bad bathroom issues.
Who cares?
Full. Both.
Could you also have like... You know, Monster Energy, 5-hour energies, cocaine, anything like to keep you going.
Water to at least water it down.
Yeah, water. That's probably good too. Better than cocaine.
So much liquid.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot.
That's. I just don't know how much you can just consume without bursting.
50 million.
I know, and I'd give it a shot, but there's no. I probably wouldn't even get through 15 before I'm like, I'm done.
I think you could. Those
beer?
A lot of those in there are lagers that go down way easier. And
it's 2 days of your life. It is the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.
I just don't know if your body can handle
it. No offense to people that went to war.
Outside of that, though, this is up there.
You know, you would be a great billionaire because of all these proposals, but that's 50 million. If you had a billion, that's 5% right there of your fortune. You're going to run through your fortune really quickly.
That's okay. I'm having fun.
Just okay.
Live off the internet.
And maybe I, and
it's
maybe
like
I do these.
Million. You're like Richard Pryor and Bruce Dismillion.
Maybe I do these twice a year.
Okay.
All right. And that way I can always live off the interest. Even, you know, at 900 million, I can, it'll build back up the next year.
Yep.
Just put it in something safe for 1%.
But you get the money. Like if the person doesn't complete the task, you get the 50 million back, right?
Yeah. And right. It's so, always going to be a 50-50 proposition whether or not that person can do it.
And you can write it off on your taxes. That's what rich people do anyway.
I mean, that's like $1 million
Cuban
a
doesn't
year.
Do this. And I know, Mark, you may be listening. You're not fun.
Because you don't do stuff like this.
You don't do stunts.
Bring the 50 million and I will do it by Saturday.
But even if you said 5 million, everyone would try to do it. So just knock it down.
Got a million, you'd try.
And then they
But I think the 50 would... It would give you some sort of superpower to get to the end. Where
you don't think 5 million
not
would?
As much as 50.
You are ridiculously high. If $5 million is in that cooler right now,
tax free cash,
you could pretty much roll out anything. And I am.
So I'm trying it. I'm trying it.
Okay, let me. I'll write a check.
Yeah.
And then I'll put it in there, and then we'll see if we can accomplish it. It's just as good. My check is as good as cash. And I'll write it
for how much?
$50 million.
Yeah. Okay. Unfortunately,
I need to see the cash.
I don't believe
it's
you.
It's a check. It's, no. It's good.
Yeah, it's all good.
I don't know what check
he did say it was as good as cash.
Yes,
he did.
Is.
He did. You do have to believe him in that instance.
You could take it to the bank and just walk up to the teller. And
you're all hammered. You're like, hey, I need to cash this. It bounces. Like, what did I do?
You know, we
Your
were
body's shutting down.
Reeking of beer.
Back in my marathon days, the closest I ever came to trying to pull a stunt for a significant amount of money, and this was like in the thousands, like $5,000. Was we were at a Christmas party, and sometime in January, I think I was running a marathon. So it was back in the full-on, trained up, ready to go type thing. And we were talking about it, and I'd had way too much to drink. This was like 2 in the morning, been at a Christmas party all night type thing. And the conversation started, could you run home right now? Like where you can barely even speak, could you run home? And we figured it was 7.2 miles.
Oh my god!
There's no way.
And I was like, and I think it got up to like $8,000. And I was like, let's go. I didn't have tennis shoes. I didn't have, because I wasn't at my house.
Right.
And
what were you wearing, like boots or something? Or?
No. The guy said he was going to give me, he wore 10 and a half, so I wore 10s.
Okay.
He was going to give me a pair of his tennis shoes and shorts. And it was colder than hell, too. And I would just go. And I'm like, let's go. You guys can follow me in a car, on a bike, whatever. Let's get this going. I'm ready to go right now. And I got so confident that they all backed out.
Wow, really?
Yes, they all backed out. I was ready to go.
That's the worst. Like, if you're going to put it out there and they accept it, let's go.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know if I could have done it. I mean, I know I could run that far, clearly, but
there's no way
in that state,
right.
There's no way.
I don't know, man.
Were you walking straight?
Yeah, I mean, Craig's right. I was cognizant enough to know what was happening and like ready to happen. I mean, when you're trained up to run that far, like you could do a marathon. 7 miles is
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, but hammered drunk?
I think you could have done it.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, and I think that's why they backed off, because they sensed your confidence.
Yeah, and I think there was a throw-up provision in there. You could throw up once.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you would.
Oh, that would be
great.
And
it was dinner. Like, it was a Christmas meal. I mean, there was a lot going on in my system, but I didn't get to do it.
Remember at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, George had eaten 3 plates of jambalaya. And then said he could run back to the hotel because it wasn't far. And he said he could do it in something like 10 minutes. And we determined the hotel was about 2 miles away. He was going to have to clock 5-minute miles for 2 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think he started and made it about a block and gave up or something.
Yeah. He was, because we were running with him.
That's so nuts.
And laughing so hard. It wasn't just 3 plates of jambalaya. It was like 6 Abita beers, you know. Yeah. Like, he was hammered, full, everything. And then I don't think we knew at the time, we couldn't gauge how far it was, but we determined later that he would have had to have broken Roger Bannister's world record to get the 2nd mile.
We need more of those. We need more of those challenges. Like, I just remember the was it my first? No, it wasn't the first compound, but the one when I lost a bit with you and I had to get the chest hair.
Oh
saved.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we need way more.
Yeah.
Of that going down here.
I still can't believe that you believe the bet was Michael Clark Duncan, who was in
The Green Mile.
Yeah, and all those other movies.
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah,
he's passed.
That in The Green Mile, he was playing a 7-foot-plus guy, like this giant. Well, Donovan truly believed that he was that tall, and I'm like, dude, there's no way that guy's even 6'6". Oh!
I don't know if I made that noise.
You did. You were so confident.
I was confident.
Yeah,
yes.
And then we looked it up, and he was 6'4".
And so confident that, yeah, man, well, we'll just have to shave a strip of your chest hair. And I'm like, well, let's do it. I'm not scared. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we need some outlandish things happening tonight, bet payoffs and all that.
Man.
Well, you need the bet. You need the sucker.
Check, Junes, I wanted to play this for you because after your Coast to Coast, I know you were exhausted because they were listening. They're always listening.
Yeah.
And you needed to hide out a bit. After,
well, and they shut me down.
Yeah,
so.
They did. And after what happened on the airwaves, you had to go. But I wanted to play this for you. We played it early in the show, but I couldn't get over it because we were having the deep night compound and just taking calls. And someone called. Her name was Tiffany. And Matt, about 12 or 13 beers in, was pretty excited that Tiffany called, you know? And then hilarity ensued. So let's check it out.